was like a disappointing game to come back to, just in terms of back after so long and to have that defeat there.
Yeah, losing any game of football's, you know, no hard, but it's like anything, you learn from it. And we've got to learn very, very quickly. I thought for long periods of game there wasn't a great deal in it. I thought what we had just as many entries as what they had. But the big difference between the two sides was the quality that they put in the final third and the ruthlessness, you know, the clinical finishing that they did have. And I thought that we got into key areas as well, but our final ball today wasn't to the standard what we expect.
And you look at the big turning point of the game is when David Rice is clear, I think it was 55 minutes. It looks to me from Ramsden that Sean maybe clips his heels and he's going. I know he's got his shot away. Is that a case of maybe David being too honest there? If he goes down, the referee's got a real decision to
make. He's went there. I'm still expecting David to score for these situations, but there's definitely the contact within there, and we've seen it down. Where did we see it the other week there? There was a clip of somebody being too honest or getting back up. Down south, I think it was, wasn't it? One of the big guns. Was it the Chelsea player? No, it was the Chelsea. Don't quote me on this, you hate to edit this. Well, who was it? There was a player that got back up right away. I can't mind. Anyway, and you see David trying to stay on his feet there. And I was very, very surprised. And when I actually seen him going like that, I says, "Oh, he's giving it, you know." But he's actually pointing to the bracelet. And that was a big key moment in the game. As I says, a good opportunity for us. And then, you know, I felt after that, you know, we were still complaining, you know, instead of playing in the moment. You've got to get over the disappointments. At the end of the day, the referee's given the decision. And whatever decision he gives is right at that moment in time. It's okay for us to come and speak about it now, but when there's a game going on there and key things happening, I felt that we just lost our concentration for the next 5-10 minutes, and they exposed us on that.
They do have quality up there, you know, look at Ryan Wallace and Liam Watt and players like that, you know, they've been around the block, fast offs, and they brought in from only level. Do you know, it was a difference, because at times I think it was the first goal perhaps that you had a chance to break and you couldn't get the ball to David and they've
Well, listen, as I said there, you know, it was very, we get into the game plan in terms of where we wanted to confront East Fife today. I thought that we led them into traps and we managed to get that. But once we broke, you know, we broke with promising looking attacks, but we failed to deliver the quality of the ball that we expect our boys to do, and particularly with the quality that we have in there. But that's something that we can work on. I know it's been a long time coming for the players to get back out there, but as I said, we've got to learn where we went wrong, and we've got to learn, you know, to take a great deal more care with that final ball. I would rather see a ball overhit and turning the opposition than playing in front of them, or it getting cut out for them to come and then ascend at you. And that is certainly what happened in goal number one. Goal number two, again, we're in control of the situation and a ball comes over. And Martin, we give a needless corner away. So their second and third chances, you know, for phases that you should be dealing with more than comfortable of that. But it was good. It was great to get the boys back in action, to see a bit of flow, to get the new guys. You know, I thought Michael McGlinchey, I thought particularly had a good first half. You can see the bit of quality that he's got in there. You can see glimpses of wee Lewis Jameson on the left-hand side. But today, for me, I thought, you know, I thought David Mitchell, I thought his distribution in terms of getting his way and starting attacks. I didn't even see him. I didn't even see him coming there. But certainly, no, I swear, his attacks getting us started, I thought he countered for us very well today. But I thought Craig Howe was a stick out today. I thought he was outstanding.
See, in terms, I know if they go bottom today with that defeat because of the results, and there's a long way to go with the games in hand. It's a crazy schedule, Danny, the amount of games you've got to play.
No, listen, there's
how do you look into that? Is it good that you've got games around the corner you can
just keep going? We know that they're going to come thick and fast, you know, and there's no use looking where we are at this moment in time. We know what we have to do, and that's to go and try and win as many football games as we possibly can. We'll break that down to one game at a time. You know, we've got a busy schedule, as you said, coming up here. But with every game that comes, there'll certainly be improvement, you know, and we've got to build upon that and take every little bit of confidence that we can, even from today, in terms of how we led them into traps and broke. What we've now got to work on better is getting the final ball away right, and then the final ball, you know, inside the box and clinical finishing. You know, even in terms of when we went at 3-1, you know, David Goodwillie has a bit of experience, you know, to do the free kick very quick. They're great opportunities, and that's where I feel that we're not clinical enough at this moment in time. But, you know, as long as they keep learning from game to game, and as I said, we're now coming into a part where we do have a busier schedule than everybody else, but you know, it's a challenge that we do relish and a challenge that we're certainly up for. You know, for to remain, and our main focus is to, you know, I don't know where the table is, and now you're saying we're now sitting at bottom. And you know, you can't argue with that. You know, the table never lies, so we know that we've got to do better, and I hope, you know, the players look at that tonight as much as us, and see, because what we have to do with, it's okay me sitting here and saying, well, we've got quality and we've got key players, got to make it happen.
See, just lastly, as quickly, I mean, it's been a long time since you've been back playing football for the players, but maybe most importantly for the supporters today, they've got the chance to, you know, albeit at home on a street, yeah, having been the ground, but they've maybe got that. They've got Clyde back in their
life. Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, there's bits and pieces that they would have enjoyed. Maybe today, you know, there's no doubt, you know, when the referee doesn't give the penalty, I could hear that bully wee roar for the dugout. But there'll be aspects of the game where they've got maybe a better view of where we are looking at it for live, and certain excuse me, Jen, certain things, you know, that didn't please them. And it's much the same as ourselves here. You know, we're all very disappointed in the end result today, you know, in the manner and the way that we've conceded goals and not executed at the other end there. But there's things that we can't dwell on at this moment in time, and we've just got to go over, learn from it, and move on to the next one. And as I said there, you know, we'll be trying our utmost now, focusing no further than Tuesday, to try and get ourselves into, you know, the heart of the next round of the Scottish Cup, and that's going to be a challenge in itself. You know, the travelling, everything that goes along with it, the late nights and the prep coming back down. But, you know, that's our main focus, and, you know, we've got to put in a winning performance to get those results.
Aye, thanks very much.